water collects back there for the stock.
Wouldn't that be a pond?
I wish I could stop waving my hands. The water's been coming in.
Well, you have to give a person a good idea.
Yeah, but I don't know how I can do it this way.
Is that done?
Uh-huh. I was just looking.
What do you call soil that's sandy and very rich?
Loam.
And this road out here, you'd say, is a...
Highway.
Uh-huh. And how about the top of it? How would you refer to it?
Paved.
Uh-huh. A road from a highway to your house. This would probably be out in the country.
Well, you mean a farm-to-market road or just the plain country road?
No, from the road to your house.
This would be the one that leads from the farm-to-market road or from the country road up to your house.
Lane. Well, I wouldn't call it a lane, I'd just say.
Well, it depends on
mm-hmm.
how
some
long
people,
it is.
Some people to me, a lane is a narrow.
Uh-huh.
It's a driveway. Mm-hmm. This is a driveway more of my house.
Going would back. You call that a driveway?
Yes, mm-hmm. More than a lane. A lane is something to me that you more or less walk.
Uh-huh. How about a ditch beside a road?
A bar ditch.
Uh-huh. And a road off a main road?
A side road.
This is a crazy one. If you see a boy out with a bunch of stones or rocks, and you see him reach down and go like that, you'd say he did what?
Threw a rock.
Uh-huh. If he's standing by a stream, and you don't see it splash, and you see it bounce over on the other side, and there's someone with you and he says, did it go in the water? Did it go only part way across? You say, no, it went...
You mean it splashes into the water?
No, doesn't touch the water, but bounces on the other bank and then goes on.
Ricocheted?
And the fellow says, did it go only part way across? You'd say, no, it went...
Clear across?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? What I want to know is clear across, clean across, well, slam across, jam across, plumb
mm-hmm,
across,
mm-hmm.
all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
And now you'd say you are where?
At home.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is coming this way, I'd say he's coming...
Toward.
If you go downtown and, find an old friend there and come home and talk about him, someone says, did you plan to meet him there? You'd say, no, I just...
Bumped into him.
And if a child is, father is named William and the boy is named William, you'd say they named the child
after his father.
And pets, let's see, Inky is a
dog.
And if you want to catch a lot of mice and rats, you'd use a
cat.
If you want your dog to attack another dog, you'd say
sicking.
If you want him to come to you,
call him to you.
Just Inky. Dog
whistle. Yes, Inky. Whistle.
A dog that is just dog, not any special
a
kind.
A mongrel.
Uh-huh. And if you see two dogs fighting and see a person get in there with his hands to pull them apart, you say, don't do that, you might get...
Bit.
And let's see, we were talking about raising cattle. You need...
A bull and a cow.
And if you have, let's see, bull, cow, and the offspring is
calf.
A... And a calf without a mother is...
Doggy.
A cow that is going to have a calf, you say, is...
Hurt calf, or...
Uh-huh.
That's what I say, she's going calf.
I got freshen yesterday up in Cordell.
Freshen.
Well, yes.
Is that still common?
Not as often.
Usually you say she's going to calf, she's
uh-huh.
freshen after, you know, when she's giving milk,
uh-huh.
then afterwards.
Uh-huh. And, You could use horses to pull loads and mules to pull loads. Anything else?
And more tractors.
Well, tractors too, but animals.
Well, we didn't have oxen around here.
Uh-huh.
Donkeys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a small jackass, any special name for that?
Well, a donkey, a burro.
Uh-huh. Is there?